just got too dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down the drain. You never would come to me. Working on mystery. Going wherever it leads. I'm running down the drain. Yeah, I'm running down the drain. You never would come to me. Working on a mystery.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to the next evolution in poetry radio. We are World Poetry Open Mic. And I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, sitting to my left, as he should always. He is the artist formerly known as Michael Amade. He is now known as Amade.
Woo! So I'm running around you in circles. So now I'm neither on your left or right for much longer than half a second. What are you going to do
That's
now?
That's some quick running.
That's amazing.
I know. Well,
did you see that clip? Have you seen that clip on the intertubes of that kind of shadowy figure running?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. JT, I'm going to have to show you this thing.
You're going to have to check it out. It's amazing.
This is the fastest man running I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Running through people. Running basically
through
materialized.
A barricade.
Yeah, running insanely fast.
And you can actually hit it on, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can hit it on
yeah,
my.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. But anyway.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a little ADD of an intro here. However,
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
All right, and sitting to Michael Amadei's left, the only show producer that's faster than the Shadow Creature, he is the nine-thumbed half-squatch.
Why, thank you for that intro. That was pretty awesome. Wow.
All right, so what we do here is we do poetry. But before we do poetry, we have to pay some bills, and I have a poem for you, you know.
Uh-oh.
Let me introduce you to one of the most amazing life hacks. It's Nature Box for all natural snacks. Go to this place. It certainly is the bomb. Check them out, naturebox.com. All right. So what they do is they do healthy snacks. I'm trying to improve my life. I'm cutting down on the nicotine. I'm using that e-cigarette thing. I'm eating better. Basically, naturebox.com has non-GMO, gluten-free, all the snacks that you need to get yourself slimmer, trimmer. Basically, anything you need, low calorie, they can help you out. The Chipotle chickpeas are amazing.
They really have some high quality stuff, man. I mean, I'm actually really impressed.
I am too.
Some friends of mine kind of got into this whole living crunchy kind of thing, and a term just basically meaning they're eating mostly organic stuff. And they really love Nature Box, and that's part of the things that they send with their kids to school and everything like that. So I started having some. It was absolutely just incredible. Food, like the quality's great, you know.
So what you're gonna want to do is since you're on our page anyway, go out and click on the Nature Box link. That'll open up another window. Place your order for a eating experience that's totally organic. Check them out. Your taste buds will never be bored again. All right, so now we do poetry here, and I've been looking forward to this all week. You know.
So have I. I've needed this.
Have you?
Yeah. It's been one of those weeks.
Is it really?
Yes.
For me, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of sucks because I know that, J-Todd and I got to hang out a little bit this week and really missed having you. We've been hanging out in, like, European cafes and drinking coffee.
We've been drinking.
We actually really haven't been drinking that much.
So, basically, you've been sitting at
while you're
coffee
working.
Shops while you've been working.
We've been hanging out, eating.
Must be
nice. Nice plates of fromage.
Yes, fromage and olives.
And olives and prosciutto.
Prosciutto, yes.
And which was strangely served in a French place.
You know there is no highway over to Europe, right?
But there is a highway to the danger zone.
A highway to Europe.
And I call hanging out with European women the danger zone. So Whoa. That's exactly what this is.
Our server down at that place was quite the danger zone. Anyway.
My apologies to all European women. All right. You are not the danger zone. You are all quite lovely, and I would like to make your acquaintance.
So how do the listeners do this?
Okay,
Jay-Todd?
So what we do, here are the rules. First off, we want poetry. It's your expression of art. We're kind of lenient. We don't want the F-bomb. If it's a one-time occasion, we might let it slide. But the one we don't compromise on is we don't want hate speech. So basically, that's all we want for poetry. We want your art. We want your best. What you would do when we open up our phone lines, call 720-240-9766. That's
720-240-WPOM. That's it.
And basically, we take a musical interlude. We get a few callers queued up, get ready to go, and then we let them loose on the world. So, why don't we take one of those musical interludes?
Let's do it. So, we're going to take a break here for a couple minutes. We're going to answer calls, and as you call, you'll be put up in the queue in the order that we answer and receive the calls.
Exactly. So, you're going to want to call now. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, guys. I know you're out there. You're not calling. You got to call. Our lines are open right now. It's 720-240-9766. I know you're nervous. But hey, there's a first time for everything.
Love of all. World Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we here at World Poetry Open Mic are pondering the finer things in life, like that song that's about 30 years old that takes me back to when I was in junior high.
I can't help myself.
You know, Speaking of that, back then, you know, we were talking about being younger earlier today.
Yes.
And I was remembering some of the old cartoons we used to watch. And remember Masters of the Universe.
He-Man.
Oh, my gosh.
He-Man.
Yeah.
I loved the thing that when every time you saw Skeletor, he would do this, nyah! Like before he'd say anything at all.
That's true. He did.
I'm kind of working on this. I want to start using this in my everyday life. Like get up in the morning and be like, nyah! Good morning, everyone.
That would be hilarious.
Well, I think
of course, everybody would want to kill you, and you might be walking around with a skull head.
You know, that would kind of be my dream as a child. I was always kind of an anti-hero, so I can be a bodybuilder with a skeleton face who talks like, nyah!
You need to get a puppet.
The girls would like me then.
Yes.
It'd be like, ghost. Oh, like the, like Mel puppet? Gibson in The Beaver.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
We do poetry here as well as dorky cartoon talk.
Hey, so. The Beaver was a good, deep, psychological film. It actually really was. It's a good movie.
All right.
It's called The Beaver. He's got a beaver puppet on his hat.
Wow.
All right, let's do poetry.
Yes. Our first caller comes by way of Savannah, Georgia, and through our phone line. Please welcome longtime supporter of the show. He is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis. Are you there, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Bear? How was your week, bro?
Oh, I'm doing good. And, you know, it was a great week.
I had one of them Triple H weeks. Hot, hazy, and humid. Ho-ha-hum.
Yes, totally.
I'm gonna remember that and use that.
Oh, yeah. I got one for you. It's based on Quo Vadis 51 and more recently Pompeii 2014, which it was showing in the movies earlier this year.
All right.
Might throw in a little Malcolm McDowell for you.
All right.
All right. Call this one Evil Genius Evermore. Behind every honorable man, it is said, a truly noteworthy woman stands. Yet behind every genius, it is said, stands an evil force. A man named Nero was once emperor of Rome, and Pompeia was the empress, of course. One night, the old city caught ablaze. Nero stood at the top of his palace, watching Rome burn, playing his lyra, and crooning, oh, that sinister gaze. Who to bless, who to blame? The Christians, mine emperor, Pompeia said, put them to shame. The Christians, of course, Pompeia, they shall be the scapegoat, and Rome shall again be free. But all backfired in Nero's face. He had failed, this evil genius. He had come to disgrace. He had realized, and this evil and sinister act, Pompeia, lay dead at his hand. The mob stormed the castle, and at his own hand, Nero fell dead. This antichrist of a man. And 15 years later at old Naples Bay, where great uncle Caligula rode naked on Incitatus, one magnificent and glorious day, stood that city, the new Sodom and Gomorrah, old Pompeii. Yes. That evil city, that rotting fountain, the genius Vulcan, Vesuvius Mountain, August the 24th, Anno Domini 79. It is all over. Thus comes the end of time. The old Pompeii now comes to an end. Evil genius evermore, to eternity's will, the mortal knee doth now bend. Thank you.
Well done, Lewis. So what I like about your work, man, it's always just so deep.
It is. It's very nice, though.
Yeah, excellent job, sir.
But thank you. Keep the faith, and talk to y'all next Friday, God willing, and the crick stays low.
There you go.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.
Keep safe.
All right, so Lewis starts us off this evening.
That's pretty solid work there, huh?
That's some great work. And we're going to go from that to the current reigning World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Ellie, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I have been honored to be Poet of the Month. One World Poetry Open Mic.
Nice. It's an honor to have you as our Poet of the Month for National Poetry Month. It really means a lot having you as the Poet of the Month for National Poetry Month.
Yes, I know. That just makes it more special that, you know, you chose this month to honor me. And I really thank you so much. I really do.
No worries, Ellie.
It's been a gift, you know?
You're a gift to our listeners and to our show as well. I mean, this really is a community thing where I think where we all kind of contribute little bits to it. In my case, I know I definitely feel like I contribute less than some of the great poets who call in.
Me too. But, yeah.
But it really is something special, and we are really appreciative for you as well.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I really do. It's just wonderful. Well, I'm going to read two more poems from my book because I sort of got into that theme, I guess, this month. And the first one is called Falling Spring Stars, and it is a quatern.
Okay.
The stars of spring fell on summer dreaming, of the sea's warm bathing sun washed beaches, gleaming, glowing seashells tossing in the foam, caressing sandpipers darting to and fro, midnight skies of full moon's farewell sighing, the stars of spring fell on summer dreaming, moonbeam glowing long sultry starlit eve, lovers moon dancing, swaying, love's duet, waltzing serenade of rose petaled days, falling into twilight gloaming, shining, the stars of spring fell on summer dreaming, floral garden, scents intoxicating, spring winds ballet of meadow serenades, farewell sunsetting, caressing crimson skies, kissing horizons, waiting arms enfold, the stars of spring fell on summer dreaming.
That's a quatern.
Yeah, that's a quatern.
I love that.
That's what people mean when they say that to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Exactly what they mean.
People run around calling you quaterns.
I tend to do this thing where I try to turn left. I get confused and turn around four times, and I think that's maybe more what the reference
is. I think that is.
A quatern.
He looks kind of like one of those stunned sheep that like startles and falls over.
I'm trying to do my best impersonation of an escape goat.
Yes.
That's what I need, an escape goat.
Well, I've got another one for you guys.
All right.
And it's called Stream of Life. The shy morning dove comes to the bank to drink. My thirst is abated. Your word quenches me. The stream meanders through meadow and glen. Dragonflies skate in joyful abandon, as does my heart now. The stream gurgles over rock and stone, past a farmhouse weathered and worn, in need of repair as my soul once was, until your life-giving water set it free. There a bridge spans the stream, connecting meadow to glen, I now feel connected to the universe. The stream flows freely. Where once it was dammed with limb and leaf, so too was I with fear and pain, until your grace flowed through my heart. And on it flows in summer song, singing a waterfall of joy, a joy I never knew till you sang me into life. The stream kisses the sea, and they are one. Stream lost and unseen in endless ocean, as I am lost in thee.
Well done again, Ellie.
Ah, thank you.
And that's why she's our poet of the month for National Book Month. There you go.
That's right. Wow.
And this is my last reading as poet of the month. So I just want to thank you guys for the grand honor. And it's been just delightful to have, you know, feel like a little queen for a month.
Awesome. And we are actually going to announce who the May one is tonight. I hope they call in so we can bless them on the air.
I hope so, too. And Ellie, go ahead and promote your book again, please.
Okay. My book is called Silent Song. And my nom de plume is Ellie Lejeune. It's LEJEUNE. And it's available on Amazon.com.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Everybody should go over and pick a copy of that. If you like what you're hearing, and she does some really delightful, beautiful work, go check that out on Amazon.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. And God bless you.
We love you, Ellie.
We love you, too. I love you, too.
Nice.
They're a good band. I think so. Yeah. Pretty good. World.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I got to cut it out.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
You too, Ellie. Thanks so much.
I'll see you next week. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. So, Ellie, rocking it. World Poetry Open Mic, Poet of the Month. I can't heap enough praise on her. She's amazing.
That's right. I mean, it's Ellie's been just a friend of the show this whole time.
She is.
And speaking of incredible friends of the show.
Yes.
A gentleman who needs no introduction, but if we didn't give him an introduction, he wouldn't know when to talk.
Exactly.
Good point.
Please welcome from the Mitten State, he is Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. I'm not able to hear you very well this evening, so I'm kind of calling in blind, but that doesn't matter. It's all good on Friday night.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sorry about you having the difficulty there. I mean, one thing that is good to remember is there is a reason that all three of us are on the radio, and blindness helps.
Yes.
We're more likable when you can't see.
I can't believe that. But I have a couple to read for you tonight. The first one, I'd like to read a cover poem of our poem of our poet of the month, Ellie Lejeune.
Nice.
The title is Cloud Conundrum.
All right.
What enchantments do you hold? A shop where angels buy their harps? Perhaps a fairy dust magic farm? Baby raindrops nursery rhymes? A shop where angels buy their harps? Unicorn horns there for repair. Baby raindrop nursery rhymes. A snowflake factory for Eskimos. Unicorn horns there for repair. Cloud number 9 for lovers to pine. A snowflake factory for Eskimos. Cherub diaper changing room. Cloud number 9 for lovers to pine. Perhaps a fairy dust magic farm. Cherub diaper changing room. What enchantments do you hold?
Fine read.
A great read. And Dennis, I got to say, if that did half as much for Ellie as what it did for me when you read my work, I she's bouncing off the ceiling right now, I'll tell you.
I hope so. The second poem I have for this evening is one that I recently wrote. The title is The Ember.
Okay.
Hope is the ember that faintly glows, though seemingly cool now. It is a reminder of past flame glory and the possibility for a new burning manifestation to blossom into dancing plumes of vital flame once again. Just the knowledge of its potential waiting in reserve gives me peace. That is the spark of hope. Thank you, thank you. I've invited a number of poets to join tonight. I hope some of them call in. We're going to get to hear some new voices, I hope.
We do have a lot of callers. Good. Yeah, we have a lot of callers calling in now. I mean, we just need to keep reiterating over the air that we only can really, because of the way we're setting it up, we can only answer calls during those calling breaks.
We answer in bulk, and then we run through what we answer in bulk, and then we do it again.
That's right.
Yes, it's a great system. Excellent. And I hope to hear a lot more poetry. I'm going to get off the line, and all I can say to you guys is God bless.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you, too.
He does, doesn't he? All right, so that was Dennis from the Mitten State.
Dennis from the Mitten State.
And who do we got next?
We have someone next. The next caller we have
is the Haiku Master?
No.
Why?
No, sorry.
No.
Miss Q, let's try that again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The voice of pure evil.
You had Dennis. Now you've got me. All I can say is, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday. The regular crowd settled in.
Steve,
I know. I'll stick to my day job.
No. I was going to say, you're a pays fine singer. You're a great lawyer, I'm sure.
Do you ever
great
sing?
Husband, great father, but I do want to tell you something also. You're also a World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for May.
Are you pooping me?
I would not poop you. You are my favorite turd.
I am on the other hand, totally.
No, you're not.
No, you are World really Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for May. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. We are not worthy of your fine spoken word art.
I got to remember that I'm on the air. So speak New York.
Yeah.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
You are thank most you. Deserved, Steve.
Yes.
Well, if you say so.
We say so.
Although now you're going to have me have performance anxiety.
Think about baseball.
Sorry, Steve. Wow.
I said think about baseball.
Well, actually,
yes.
I have two pieces this evening.
Oh.
And they were inspired by our own beloved J. Todd and his sister.
What?
Oh. Because I learned this week that when it comes to the national pastime, the Phantom is as wise as she is beautiful.
Oh. Did you
hear sadly, her brother J. Todd also has his wisdom and his beauty directly proportional.
Thank you.
That's great.
Purple and Black Attack, baby. Go Rockies. They're playing right now, by the way.
So, I have one old piece, which I don't believe I've read on the show, and then also, longtime listeners of the show might remember a thing I did with Michael called Classic Movie Senryus.
Yes.
And,
Michael, why did that stop, by the way? That
I
was actually
badly
fun.
Badly that we have not done these in a while. So here is the first Classic Movie Senryu in a while. It should be a fairly easy one.
Okay.
Beau Geste plays first base. New York hero baseball pick, luckiest man speech.
I'm thinking of the movie title. It's right on the tip of my tongue. And I'm not cheating. Everybody can attest here that I'm not cheating using the Google machine.
That's very true. He's not.
I am.
Steve, I might have to think about that and try to think about it through your while you're reading and try to give you an answer afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
The piece I'd like to read is called Last Summer of Willie Mays, obviously named after the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
Willie Mays was incredible.
The best there ever was. And if you could see, in front of my face right now is the hand that shook the hand of Willie Howard Mays.
Wow. What? Right on.
Wow.
So without further ado, it was the last summer of Willie Mays, of comic books and baseball cards, of Little League Saturdays and Altar Boy Sundays, the last summer of Bazooka Joe and the ice cream truck. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, the last summer of hairless chins and soft voices, of endless games of stickball played in the schoolyard, the last summer of innocence and ignorance. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, of ignoring the girls who sat by the schoolyard fence, laughing and singing along with AM rock. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, the last summer of childhood, and we were too busy to know, but the girls sitting by the fence knew as they laughed. They were already on the road to Shambhala.
Gotta love the Three Dog Night Rest reference after the listening to AM Rock. That was great.
Thank you.
Yes. I used to listen to the station. Now, this is kind of geographical. Out on the West Coast, there's this one called KLOK. And we used to listen to Three Dog Night and everything like that on them. And that brought back some very fond memories.
So, Steve, that really made me think here. And we actually were thinking about it. And you can attest to this.
Yes, I can.
I came with the answer before checking.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to go with...
He actually has the DVD in his hand.
Actually, we have the DVD after I called it.
After he called it.
The DVD out here. I'm going to say The Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper.
And with Teresa Brewer.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, it's actually billed, strangely, as Teresa Wright, which is interesting.
Oh, that's right. Teresa Brewer is the singer. Mea Koopa, Mea Koopa, Mea Maxima Koopa.
That's it. yes, okay. All right, but that's it took me a while.
I've my own setup.
That was a good one.
It was good. I liked it. Yeah.
That my brain is what part of it I use is actually very, very warm right now.
Exactly. And of all things to have that movie in our studio.
That is that's
there's
strange.
A lot of movies around here, but
my head is warmed up enough I might actually try to balance my checkbook for the first time in 10 years.
What?
Whoa.
Well, gentlemen, thank you again for everything, and I am honored, even if unworthy. But that's not until a week from now. It is still Ellie's month.
It is.
That is.
And thank you very much. I'm going to hang up and listen to some more great work.
Excellent. We'll hear from you when your World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month.
All right. Well, that was our...
Poet of the Month for me.
For next month.
So,
Steve.
Ellie. Steve. Wow.
Awesome.
Reigning champions.
Some great work, huh?
Reigning champions.
Now...
They need their title belts. It's a poetry smackdown.
I don't think we need title belts for poetry. Wow.
I need title belts.
I need a title belt because my pants are falling down. Let's go to the next caller.
All right.
So it's the gentleman who's called in the last few weeks.
All right.
It is
the Rock and Roll Cowboy.
The Rock and Roll Cowboy. That's it. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Doing good, brother.
Good, good. So tonight, I thought last week I heard you guys were doing haikus.
We do haikus.
So I thought. Yeah, so I thought maybe I would do, like, I have 5 lined up, and since they're short, so I don't have to do all of them.
That's right, yeah.
I figured, mine are haikus, one's a haiku, the others are actually sonarus, you know, the difference between them.
There is.
They're the same, what's that?
There is, it's one's about nature and one's about, pretty much anything else. Yeah.
Any other subject, right. So, yeah, I got a couple lined up here for those. So, here we go. I'll start with the first one. This one's called All Weather. Sun, rain, snow, or hail, the weather's always perfect through my rising breath.
Nice.
That's a cool
That's
one.
That's got the Haiku Master seal of approval on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This next one's called The Commentary on Spirituality, Sanru.
Right.
Fallen angels prove that we are not far from heaven if we mend our wings.
Well done.
Nice one.
Well,
that's nice. One.
Thank you. I love doing these things. They're great. They're always fun to do. They're a good challenge to write something, say something in such, you know, short words. So the section is called A Commentary on Society, Sanru. Tweedledee is smart, but the company he keeps defines his image.
Nice.
That reminds me of this show a little bit.
Yes. Yes, it does. As he glares at him.
Oh. That was just for you guys. No, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That thank works. You. It does fit.
Dale Deadman doing custom poetry for World Poetry Open Mic.
Excellent, sir.
Thank you. And okay, this next one is a commentary on politics, Sanru. Power and money keep criminals in office. The people bail out.
Hey, man.
Nice,
yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
And then just one more. Okay. It's called A Commentary on Humanity, Sanru. I keep hoping that nature's colors ignite us into one bright hue.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's a great one.
And anyways, there you go. That was, I forgot to do those tonight since I heard you guys last week doing them.
That was great.
Oh, mine, man.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Well done.
Thank you. Those were good.
Great job,
them.
Dale.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's fun. They're fun. They're actually a great challenge for anybody to do, you know, because, like I say, you gotta say what you want to say in such a, small wording, and keeping the things. It can be a good challenge.
Well, and that's the thing about I noticed not only in poetry but in music and all different types of creativity, the more the more kind of rules and confinements you give yourself, sometimes the more you're forced to expand your own ability, and to a certain degree. That is a great workout. It's a great way to really focus.
Yeah, it really helps your creativity. Yeah, you can expand your creativity if you set yourself in limits, right? So that you can try to fit it in there, and it can really test your creative skills. That's for sure.
Yes, yes, it does.
But anyways, so that was fun. But anyways, I love your show, man. That's why I love calling in and reading, because it's a fun show and to listen to all the other great poets that you have on here too. Wonderful thing.
Excellent.
Because, it seems like poetry has been a dying art. You know, a lot of people don't, sound like it used to be. So it's kind of nice to have a show here that, lets us, vent our creative outlet.
Well, we really enjoy it. I will tell you, though, and this is something we weren't sure about how poetry was doing when we started the show, but I got to tell you, Dale, keep listening. Because as it goes on, you'll start noticing, I don't think poetry is a dying art at all.
No,
I think it's blowing up.
Yeah.
I think it really is. And I think this is a small part of that, but we're really happy to have you involved, and we're really happy to, the community is what is doing this, not us. We're just kind of adding a little framework for it. So it's you guys doing it, and we're really excited.
Exactly. And
it's a good thing you're doing, and it's a great thing to be a part of, well, the right word, so.
Since you do like the show, and I'm going to sound like Michael Keaton from Tim Burton's Batman, but tell your friends about us.
I do. Trust me, I do. I try to get a few people I know to also call in, write poetry. But, taking a little time, but I got a couple of friends that I want to start reading on here, too. They're really good poets, so.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm doing my best.
Well, Dale, thanks so much. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Thank you. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Talk to you later. That's Dale Deadman. He's known as the Rock and Roll Cowboy on Writer's Cafe. Go out to writerscafe.org. Check him out. Rock and Roll Cowboy.
That's right. Now, we have one last caller in this segment. Now, I've seen people calling in.
But we're going to have another segment.
And I will be answering all those calls. So keep calling in. If you're listening right now, just wait till we go to the next call segment. But our last caller for this segment
is Chantria.
So let me get her on the line. Uno momento, por favor.
And I think this is the first time she's calling our show. Chantria, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Welcome to our show.
You're on the air now.
Hey, how
are you? Thank you for thank you for exhibiting patience and waiting through for your turn.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, my pleasure.
What do you have for us?
Well, first I have to pull it out first and pull it back up.
Absolutely.
Okay. this is called Disconnect. Excuse my accent, too. Our connection has been broken. Which screams messages words could have never spoken. What is it? Did you really believe that a quick couple of nuts could cover up the fact that you, my dear one, are so full of shit, if truth were a brick to hit you in the head, you still wouldn't recognize it? Sad to say it looks that way because, as of yet, we have not intersected. And yes, I said intersected as in met its souls or stated how shadowed modes will one day mean. No. We have not intersected. We've just intersected genitals like rabbits and hopes, and thanks to God that I hadn't gotten pregnant. Rabbits hopping straight from sucking to fucking with no signs of foreplay. And no. This is never what I would want on my worst day. I don't care if I'm hornier than a bitch in heat. I want more. Let me repeat. I want more. I want lovemaking to begin with the unlocking of the sapiosexualistic door, licking fire conversation with tongues ready to explore the untapped realm of being, then seeing beauty with naked eyes, sucking thoughts that maybe to behold such a sight only occurs while dreaming. And undressing the lyrics of life's song with tears streaming streaks down both our faces, throwing inhibitions to the floor of uncertain places. I want you to rhythmically stroke heartstrings like a Spanish guitar so deep my silence screams the forbidden things to be done in private. But right now, I find myself iry because as much as my body, soul, and spirit have spoken, our connection is simply broken. And that's the peace.
Wow.
Well done.
That was an honest, real piece.
That was very real. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chantria.
Don't quit calling our show because that was great art there.
Yeah, please do. Please keep calling. Please keep, you know, we love building our family and having really, you know, we have so much variety in the work and so much, you know, like everybody brings something different of their personalities to it. And please keep calling and adding in your perspective and your point of view. That's really valuable.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling our show.
Wow.
All right. So that's our caller segment. Now get ready to call. We're going to do another one. We've got a submission we've got to do. I'm going to read one.
Yeah, so you're going
to
read one first.
We're going to go to our break. So right. Basically, this is one I wrote today, actually. If you follow me on Facebook, you might have seen my musical posting. This one, we're not going to do music behind it. I'm just going to read it dry. This is entitled Unrequited Love. I wish that I could drink you off my mind, but they don't make enough whiskey for that. My lips are still stained with your lipstick smears. I ponder nightly just what could have been. Your absence leaves me feeling hollowed out. Love's swan song played out far too fast for me. I could drink nightly until I go blind, but I would still be stuck right where I'm at, holding in all of my love through the years. For this poet, it's not a graven sin. I've loved many others without a doubt. I guess it's just a part of being me. And though in this life it seems so bizarre, content to keep loving you from afar.
That was nice. I like that.
Thank you. Good. That's actually a form that I've been playing with. I call it the Rocky Mountain Sonnet or the Underhillian Sonnet, depending on which day it is. Basically, you can find out the rhyme scheme. Just hit me up on any of the poetry sites. I'll kind of tap it out for you. But
there's a lot of innuendo there.
There was, but
I don't know if that's that was okay.
That was not innuendo. That, you guys let perverted minds is what it is.
It's it's a form you've been playing with, and just contact you. You'll tap it out for him. I understand.
Well, I do.
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
So what happens when you get a lot of guys in a room together? This is why we had the Phantom on the air with us. You remember
yes,
that?
Yes, it kept us mellow.
It kept
and
us a little bit more mellow. I kept my pants
on. Onto the violence. Sidewalk more than anything. We were right on the verge, but we were always
on the sidewalk.
Like
a, we were kind of like a protest, and she was like the Department of Homeland Security. Keeping us on the sidewalk. Not stepping in the street, not on the grass, and not on the private property.
That's right.
So
you have a submission?
I do have a submission.
It's
called Fit. It is by a poet named Annie Lee, who had actually sent this in a while ago when we were kind of going through our tumultuous tech stuff. And she actually had sent an email kind of saying, hey, is none of my stuff good enough? Of course your stuff's good enough. Yeah. We just kind of get buried under stuff. So, Annie, if you're listening, and I'm going to send you an email letting you know what's on here. But if you're listening, this is one of your pieces. We will read the other parts of your pieces. Keep sending us stuff. I promise you. It is not us censoring based on what we think is quality or not.
No. And we love you, Andy.
And we actually think this is really good stuff. Absolutely. So, and we think this is really quality. So I wanted to read this. It's called Fit. It's by Annie Lee. Big wooden puzzles, tiny pudgy fingers, struggling to find the piece that fits. Fingers grow, no longer tentative, but still struggling to find the piece that fits. Short.
Wow.
Awesome.
Powerful, too.
And I think, yeah, exactly. And that's something that I've really been into, especially as a songwriter, and we've had this discussion, whereas I try to make things, I'm in a place now, lyrically, which is more where my poetry is, and musically, to keep things very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And through that simplicity, be able to fill the space. It's kind of what rock music was. Suddenly you have the guitars, you know, generally it was basically two guitars, a bass and drums, and a vocalist. And suddenly that sound was huge, as opposed to the orchestra that came before, which is also a massive sound.
Yeah.
This was a unique take. And I think something that is this, it's simple, but it's not simple. It's less grandiose, but the space is filled because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the way you delivered it, huge.
Huge. No, you did quite well. It was really well.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
So, but Annie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie.
Do not stop sending things in. We have another thing of yours we might even be able to get to later on in this show. If we don't, we'll get to it next week.
All right. So there have been people calling in. Now is your time. You're going to want to call 720-240-9766. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Bienvenue, willkommen, welcome, come on in. Lines are now open. If you're calling from outside the country, country code 1, area code 720, phone number 240-9766 to get a hold of the World Poetry Open Mic crew. That's J. Todd, Michael, and JT.
We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS, and ordering a bottle of wine with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with the wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980.
Thank you.
Poetry open mics, phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
I love it. This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right.
Ugh. Draven.
Draven, what a great friend of the show.
Oh, man, what a good friend.
What a talent.
He has talked me through more crazy creative ideas. Well, I mean, you and I,
yes.
Well,
actually, all of us.
All of us.
All the people in this room, and Draven's been here with it. I really feel like you guys are kind of my kind of creative brethren in a way.
Well, yes. Thank you.
Well, you guys are all my hangover crew. I just want you to know that.
You know, okay, I'm going to throw this out there because you put this up online.
Uh-huh.
And you said the hangover crew, and you tagged me as Zach Galifianakis? What?
What? I know.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. Chow has to be Sean, which is my daughter's boyfriend, because he's the only...
Let's see.
Oh, well, since person. We're going with so much depth that you have to choose the Asian guy to be an Asian guy.
Wait a minute.
Is it because I have a shaved head? Is that what this whole thing is?
Who's Doug?
You are.
What?
Exactly.
No wonder. I'm always the one that's missing.
Well, it's also probably because you also are the one who has that dragon tattoo on the side of your face.
You know what? I have to ask.
That would be Phil.
Where were you while we were at the European Cafe yesterday?
I was that drunk.
Say again?
Where were you when we were at the European Cafe yesterday? You were missing.
Work. Yes, I know. Okay. All right.
There you go. All right. So aside from movie talk and dork talk, we do poetry here too.
Which sometimes can be construed as dork talk.
Exactly. We are... Normally, we go in the order the calls come in. We have to bump somebody up to save them a little bit of money. Please welcome calling from across the pond.
From across the pond.
He is Titus.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. How are you? Actually, good early morning for you.
Good early morning tomorrow. How is the future?
Well, I can tell you that. I'm going to put a bet on it. Oh, it's nice to really get back on track, really. I've been 2 weeks off with injury, and it's a bit low on poetry. So yesterday I actually did one.
Excellent.
And that's all I can read this morning. So it's called, in an international poetry competition. It's a painting by Bill Farnsworth titled Hanging with Albin, and the title of the poem is called The Bogeyman Can. Bill Farnsworth said,
excellent.
I imagine conscience to be ulterior-wise like an influential host whose fears he tries to arouse suspicion with. The bogeyman leads with a game of catch as if he can torment you with as well. He never sleeps, the painter of these parts it never keeps. And never shall the dark of one disturbed be far from where you are. As if perturbed by art, the fear transforms to sway outside of what you find unkindly. They've allied in tallay to deride the soul from any breach. The imagination would grant you any reach. As densely vague the en plein air invade, notoriety plagues your doubt with an inlaid amount of fear, detection by the way he is, who remonstrates how close a sumac tree should grow, allowing it the deftest touch, too close to where there's anxiety as such. That's it.
Wow.
Tony, Titus, you know, there's no substitute, as Fiona Sampson says, to hearing a mentor live. And I just want to say thank you for calling our show, because every time you call, I'm just like, that is spoken word art, my friend.
That's very nice. And in fact, I try complicated forms, and if anyone wants to try continuous doublets, that you've just heard it, okay?
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome. And, you know, I've said this before on the air. You're the whole reason I tried the Sestina form. And
okay.
Amazing.
Well, you know, one thing I'm gonna throw out, Tony, is that, you know, I know sometimes when you you're injured and you can be and you're cooped up and you're having to deal with all the things that entails, which, you know, I've had experience with as well. It's kind of easy to feel kind of stagnant and a bit cut off from everything. I just want to let you know that you do have some people who consider you a poetic and creative family here in the United States and in Colorado where we're based. And I know a lot of the listeners think the same. And we're all with you, and we're all here for you.
Well, in reply to that, I would say that having phoned you, and when I put that phone down, it's probably one of the sincerest things to say, that I actually do feel like writing poetry when I'm down. And it's a very good comfort to actually have spoken to you. And now I can get along with Saturday and probably write some more.
Exactly.
Thank you for your help in that matter. Yeah.
Excellent. Apply the whip to that muse and get to writing, brother.
Maybe that's the problem. You've been whipping the muse
every week.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
You.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
I think that's an absinthe drink I need to create. The Whipped Muse.
The Whipped Muse, huh?
Yes.
Give me a bull whip. I'll whip the muse right now.
There you go.
All right. So from across the pond.
I'm thinking JT's.
And we are going
to a very scary department.
Right.
I am really.
Mentioned them, and then all of a sudden they called back.
Well, the funny thing is actually, when once Tony called, they suddenly called and said, we need to be on the air right afterwards.
What?
Holy cow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome the Department of Homeland Security.
Hey, guys.
Oh, that's not the Department of Homeland Security.
But she's like the Department of Homeland Security, remember?
She's more like Beetlejuice. Yeah, you say her name three times and poof, she comes out of nowhere.
Actually, I'm going to tell you, she actually scares me a whole hell of a lot more than the Department of Homeland Security.
She does. She scares me more than...
Hang up now?
No, mostly because I'm... She's the kind of person where I say, give me a bullwhip, I'll whip the muse. If she was in the room with me, she'd probably start beating the crap out of me with the bullwhip.
There you go.
So that's how she would give it to you.
I was thinking about that just now.
That's funny. Phantom, we miss you. Yes. We love you.
I miss you guys, too. Oh, my gosh.
But
I can't believe you're going to make me go after freaking Tony.
Well,
it's a doggy dog world.
It's a doggy dog world out there, and you've got milk bone underwear on.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what you said, but I don't like the tone of your voice.
he said it's a doggy dog world, and you've got bone underwear on.
Milk bone. Milk bone.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay. So, Amanda, Phantom, wonderful Phantom, do you have a poem for us?
I do. I actually, it's not.
I'm going to die.
What is going on?
I don't know. He's right up next to your microphone. So.
All right. Sorry about that.
It's a cover. It's one that I've read recently by Emerson that I just absolutely love.
All right.
And it's called Fable. The mountain and the squirrel had a quarrel, and the former called the latter little prig. Bun replied, "You're doubtless very big, but all sorts of things and weather must be taken in together to make up a year and a sphere. And I think it no disgrace to occupy my place. If I am not so large as you are not so small as I, and not half so spry. I'll not deny you make a very pretty squirrel track. Talents differ, all is well and wisely put. If I cannot carry forests on my back, neither can you crack a nut."
Nice.
Wow.
You know, that's Emerson's solo work, and I really like that. But I like the stuff he did with Lake and Palmer, too.
Yeah, but I got to see, the moment they all started wearing multicolored tights, the poetry just lost its meaning.
All right. Well, guys, it's awesome tonight so far. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And why aren't you in the studio with us? You need to come hang out, drink some energy beverages.
There's a lot of weapons in here. I think I'm a little frightened.
Yeah, there's a lot of swords down here.
There's a lot of swords down here.
Swords.
Swords. Yes.
Swords. That's what we fight in poetry land. Swords.
Swords.
Swords and stanzas.
Wow. Thank you for calling, Phantom. We appreciate it, as always.
The quill is mightier than the sword.
The quill is smart.
Who do we have next, Michael?
Hey, who do we have next?
We have Lloyd Friesen is calling. One moment. Let me get him queued up.
Friesen.
He is a first-time caller. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Doing very well.
Hey, Lloyd. How you doing, brother?
Thank you for calling, waiting, and everything.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're on. Here.
Yeah, you were on the air, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Very well.
Okay, I have one I'm going to read for you guys because my son's in here cutting up, but it's called Run, Champion, Run, and I wrote it recently.
Excellent.
And debuted it on... Writer's Cafe.
Alrighty.
And it's from my first chapbook I've completed, and I finished it up, and I wanted to get an opinion on it.
Okay. Alright.
So here it is. It's all my life I've been a witness to the testimony of the brokenhearted. pain that was not mine to bear, I took and turned into invigoration. I gave meaning to the restless nights and unseen tears. Above all, I was always able to rekindle a notion of hope within my people. For the longest time, I reigned as champion of my people in the absence of my queen. My own feelings of dread pushed aside and lost amongst the needs of others. I found solace in my life's work, even though in the back of my mind I had always feared the unearthing of my own fears. Only my queen was permitted to look upon her champion without his armor. I dared not show the world my imperfection, the vital piece of a man's morality that had been absent since birth. Day after day, I waited for her return. Desperate to fight back the thoughts of misfortune and indiscretion, they plagued my very dreams, pushing me to the brink of my sanity. My facade was crumbling before my eyes. Kingdom's people stood outside the castle in wonderment. Where is our champion? Who will give us hope in his absence? From the highest tower, I heard their cries, but they remained oblivious to my own. It was the fear, you see, the fear of the truth being revealed to the people. The champion cringed at the thought of his insecurities exposed, his faults looked upon in the light of day. How would they accept me, knowing that the very teachings of resilience and hope were just kind words, an effort to brighten their eyes, just as my queen had done for so many years? It was she who taught the champion to love, to fight, and to kill with kindness rather than to cherish double-edged sword. Days passed, and the kingdom's people grew more and more restless in the champion's absence. They heard the screams of rage coming from the tower, but could not reach him with their own words of kindness, the love he had once shown. They could only silently watch as the flames began to envelop the tower that cold winter morning, and the combined tears of the people that could have easily subdued the flames were condemned to the ground. One by one, they began to scream as the queen's caravan approached the city gates. Run, champion, run.
Wow. Lloyd, I really liked that one. That was great.
I am not worthy. That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you. And thanks for waiting so long. And, man, that was what a great contribution to our show tonight.
Strong piece.
Yeah.
Thanks. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to invite all of you guys to like my page on Facebook. It's called Lloyd Bryson Small. It's really like a autobiography, you know.
Okay, so you spell it out so people listening can find it, too.
It's Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D.
Okay.
Bryson, F-R-I-E-S-O-N, dash, small. It's kind of like a double last name.
All right.
Now, have you liked the World Poetry Open Mic page on Facebook?
Yes. And I've shared it in a couple of groups. Colin number 4 is the owner of the group that I shared one of the links to today, and he's a first-time caller as well. So I hope you guys enjoy what you hear from him.
All right. So what you're going to want to do is go out to our page, and you can actually drop a link on the World Poetry Open Mic page, and maybe we can get some traffic for you through there.
Awesome, man. I appreciate the exposure, and I appreciate you guys letting me come and get my thought out. As you can see from the shakiness in my voice, I was really kind of nervous, so I'm glad you guys really enjoyed it, and I definitely appreciate it.
Don't ever stop calling our show. That was great, Lloyd.
It was great. And thank you I know it's kind of nerve-wracking to call. You did great. We couldn't even tell here, and you just powered through it, man. Great job.
Thanks.
That's all a right, working guys. Man's poet
I
there.
Up and I appreciate you letting me call. I'll be definitely calling back, and good luck to everybody after me.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Lloyd.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. I was just saying, that's a working man's poet there. I mean, I couldn't tell he was nervous at all.
Oh, you know, yeah. I mean, you just show up and you focus on it. You work hard, and you can tell. You can tell the ethic there. You can tell all of that. I love that.
But I'll tell you this. I get nervous still before each show.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been doing this. Well, I've been doing wrestling shows, auto racing, radio for 25 plus years, and actually 20 years. But I still get nervous before each show, yeah.
See, I don't get nervous, but I suddenly realize it's probably because I'm just a raging sociopath. So, I mean,
either that or that industrial hit of LSD that you take go on here.
Well, I mean, no, I take that along with my my vitamin D supplements.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Those weren't post-it notes, my friend.
Those were not post-it notes you were licking.
I was putting them on my envelopes.
Now, people are going to have a real good time with that.
Yes.
Now,
Yeah, it's kind of one of those.
Marty.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. We do have another caller. I do apologize.
Me, party of 77?
Wow. No, I mean, it's really, I was talking about the sociopathic nature of what we're talking about here. I think that mixed with my own inherent existentialist point of views really makes me a triple threat.
Yes.
Okay, let's just move on. Okay.
All right. So our next caller is?
Last caller for this segment. For this segment is Corey.
Corey, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hey, welcome, well. Corey.
How are you?
I'm fantabulous. A little nervous, but.
Are you? Hey, you know, you're going to do great.
You're
man.
At home here.
You're going to do great.
It's just us.
It's just us.
And everybody.
No. It's just us.
No, it really is. It really is, Corey. And you know what? We're all family here, and it's you know, I have, I can tell you, this is just one of the most awesome, supportive and creative crowds you're ever gonna speak in front of.
Well, that helps.
All right.
So what do you have for us?
What do you got for us, brother?
Well, I'm going to read the first post that I ever made on my page, PFF, which Lloyd just told y'all about.
All right.
So I want to read the first poem that I ever posted for the world to see.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
If you could all see just what I see and let path lay where it should be, these things come and then they go, and as far as this, no one yet knows. True friends stand behind no matter what was planned. But with or without you on these 2 feet I shall stand. As a memory of the past drifts away, like clouds of a past storm moves over branches that still seem to sway. The cold you left behind faded, but heart is no longer cold and jaded. A love for another long past due became. A love for myself makes a love for her not the same. A debt owed to self paid in full, no installments, pure wealth, with an invitation extended to her, forgiving but not forgetting past left in a blur. Lost in a crimson heat of passion, challenged not even by the sun, time warped in ranks, comparison to none. Want, need, lust, crave, hunger, and thirst, passion and intensity, none like before, and definitely a first. Never to be matched, no one to stand in comparison. No rush, nothing but time, best friends, the origin. A difference from anything prior. This like a drug no other can make my heart higher. A rush like an ocean wave, physical and emotional. Making love like a Catholic devotional. Committed, untamed, raw until climax. Like something from an X-rated movie at your local IMAX. And after laying in bed exposed, holding each other, mind or body closed, completely encompassed by mind, never a lack of topic, never hard to find. As brains seem to collide, melded and tangled in intellectual stride, matched level for level, step for step, met and found, unplanned, without prep.
Corey, that was solid, man.
Great work.
Well done. Well done.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys letting me read it.
Oh, call us back anytime, brother.
Yeah, please do. Please keep calling us, man. And you know, I was totally kidding about not being nervous. I remember the first couple times we did this show,
mm-hmm.
not to mention the first couple times we went indie just a couple months ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really nerve wracking. And so I can absolutely understand that. And the thing is just keep calling and keep sharing your work. And it gets easier, but also gets more fun as you start to, you know, join into the community more and more.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. And I'm glad that Lloyd shared y'all with me and, I can get in here and read with you guys.
Awesome.
So
we'll hear from you next week.
Yeah.
I will call next week, too.
All right, man. Looking forward to it.
Looking
forward to it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Corey. Have a great night, okay?
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
So you mentioned how we were when we first started the show. Now thinking back, that first night,
yeah,
we were like, how the hell are we going to fill 1 hour?
I know. I even brought show. You remember how I brought my tap dancing shoes? I was going to start putting on the Ritz if we needed to fill time.
It would have been really interesting.
I had a suitcase full of poetry ready to read for an hour.
Right, I remember this, and us saying, going, okay, well, if all goes worse and you run out of poetry, I said like. But not the Ritz. I can start doing my whole
yes,
and in that exact voice too.
Exactly.
Ah!
Ethel Merman tap dancing?
Wow. That's not Ethel Merman. That's my real voice.
Oh, jeez.
She's impersonating me.
Can you stop talking in your real voice and just do your impersonation of yourself?
Exactly.
Or, I mean, not yourself, but your other self.
You mean just talk like this the rest of the time?
No. Don't speak in your real voice.
My real voice. Speaking in my real voice, is that what you're talking about?
No, not that either.
Not that, because right. People don't believe me there.
Now, I'm looking at it, and we've been on the air for an hour and 20 minutes, and we're not even ready to stop.
No.
All right, so I'm going to read one.
Don't stop.
All right, so I'm going to read one. You're going to do a submission, and then we'll do another call-in segment.
All about the submission, yes.
All right, so this one I wrote a while ago. For those that know me and know me very well, will know exactly what this is about. Otherwise, it's just about the circus, all right? This is entitled Without a Net. Alas, under the big top once more, the sights, sounds, and smells are nothing new to me. However, this trip is something to behold. For years I have been watching, for years I have been waiting, and now the true show has begun. The tightrope walker has had the same act for years, walking the wire, acting as if there was danger, but there has always been a safety net. Positioned underneath the wire, there to catch him if he falls, at times the net has grown weathered and worn, eventually being retired and a new net being found. Tonight, the show has taken a twisted turn, and no new net has been found. No measure of safety for the tightrope walker. I look on with sadistic glee, with morbid sense of impending doom, but also a feeling of resignation. A poet merely observing the scene, joyfully snacking on a piece of popcorn, as I wait for the act to begin. And the tightrope walker climbs the ladder. He stands on a platform, readying himself. He has his balance bar, which he has taken for granted for years, knowing that the net has been under him. Beads of sweat forming on his brow, he prepares to take his first steps of his new, more precarious act. You can feel the tension and the electricity in the air. What will become of the tightrope walker? Will he make it to the other side unscathed? Will he fall and become injured or worse? The crowd knows that he is beyond the point of no return, but the drums keep rolling. The outcome has not been written. I'm caught in the moment that continues on, without knowing how skilled the walker really is. The suspense is killing me.
That's a really cool one, man.
I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
A year and a half ago.
Have you read it on the air before?
A long time ago.
That's where I remembered it from.
So
it's one of those things that's cool, though, and we also have callers who'll do this. They'll call in, they'll read something, and a couple of years later, they'll call back, or even recently, they'll call back and read something they've read before.
Well, tonight we had Steve.
He'd done that one before, but I'm not sure. But
no, he did.
He had? Okay. Yeah. But the point is that it's interesting. You kind of remember it. It's in the peripheries because it's hard to latch on just the one time you might hear it. But it always takes on a new meaning. It's always pertinent for, you know, right then.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so cool. So we have a submission here. We're going to try to do another call-in segment because we have some people calling in. So if you're calling in and you're listening to the show and I'm not answering, it's because we can't answer right now. So give me a minute until we're in the call segment, and then I will be more than happy to take your call in the order they come in. But this one is a email submission from Pam Sweats, who has actually sent in poetry before. This one's called Just Apropos.
Oh, I heard this one today. She's got a SoundCloud account. She started recording her stuff.
Beautiful.
I'm trying to get her to send me some to where I could do it on my podcast, too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You guys will like this one.
All right. Just Apropos by Pam Sweats. I'm in a daze, inside a maze. Don't know which way to go. It just delays how I appraise what I learned long ago. If what is left is what is right, then how am I to know which twists and turns should be concerns, and which just apropos? And she sent us a link to her SoundCloud.
Nice. You should check that out because your cadence, as you read that, was almost spot on for what she was reading it at.
Well, I think that's one thing about you know, good poetry is it's pretty obvious how it's supposed to be done. So
unless I'm writing it.
Go to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Pam, P-A-M, Schwetz, S-C-H-W-E-T-Z. And she has some poetry there, but Just Apropos is the name of the poem I just read.
Nice. All right, so you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Now is the time to call in, 720-240-9766.
That's right. That is 720-240-9766.
Once again, we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Call now.
Our phone lines are now open. If you're one of the millions of listeners who are dying to speak with J. Todd, Michael, or JT, call now at 720-240-9766. They are so looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
World Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular. And with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. Gonna make you popular. When I see depressing creatures with unprepossessing features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular like me. Why, Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 you'll be popular, just not quite as popular.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
At the Hall of Doom, we're doing poetry.
I wanna be popular.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See, I can actually hit that note, and all I have to do is go in with go into it with a little bit of a squeeze.
I can't even get into the same octave as that note.
It's kind of like a Roy Orbison thing, only not as good.
Right. That is very true. Not as good.
It's kind of like me trying to do math and screwing it up and kind of being like Einstein, just nowhere near as good.
You think because you're in the Western Music Hall of Fame, you can criticize other people's music?
I completely stumbled into that without actually deserving it at all.
I know, right?
And that's, actually, let me throw this out quickly because people have heard this. Most people don't really know why. And this is a short story.
Okay.
All right.
So I was invited to join this band that had been around for quite a long time and actually had a very strong reputation.
And before you wrote it.
Before wow. I ruined it and ended up actually getting hate mail from Focus on the Family, which is true. Mm-hmm. And this is why nothing can touch me now. So I was in the group for a couple years, and somehow they got inducted into the Western Music Hall of Fame, and I got inducted with them. And there's only three ways that you get inducted into a Hall of Fame after only doing something, a style of music, for a couple of years. One is if you're one of the best ever and you die early. One is if you're one of the worst ever and it's absolutely hilarious, like William Hung from American Idol.
Okay.
Or number three, it's a complete fluke. I would like to believe, since I'm living, that it's number three.
Well, I was going to ask, which one of those selections did you fall under?
I don't know.
William Hung. Anyway.
I don't know. You are a talented man, so don't sell yourself short.
I give you a hard time. But only you could dress in drag and play the Brokeback Mountain theme.
And have no one laugh.
And have no one laugh.
Nobody laughed. It was a crowd of like 1,500 people, and they're staring at me like, we're going to...
We're going to lynch you.
No. That was not at all what I was actually thinking.
No, we're going to let's move on. Hate mail.
We're going to move on quickly. Let's move on.
Okay. Abort. Abort. Abort mail. Okay.
All right.
Do we really want to go there?
We do have a caller, though.
What?
We have a caller. Yes, and he will save us because his work is quality consistently. What? Chris, are you there, sir?
Hello, I'm here.
Awesome. Excellent.
Could you do us a favor and can you turn down your listening device a little bit?
Trying.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Wow, that's a wicked delay, though.
Oh, but it's way better. Actually, see, I can tell he's already done it.
There you go.
All right.
Awesome.
There it is.
Sounds great. Sounds great now. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing pretty good. Pretty good. I was doing what we normally do. Have some coffee, you know, in the morning, and then just run around looking at emails and listening to other people's words to see what was going on, see if something grabbed my attention, and actually today it did.
Nice.
There's a young writer there on Writer's Cafe. The handle is Help Me.
Okay.
Person's name is Taylor, and what they had grabbed me, and their particular poem was a short one called Missing You. I see you smile, I see she makes you laugh, I see how you are filled with joy, all I want is what's best for you, but for some reason I'm still missing you. That was a heck of a poem, and it just grabbed me right there. I don't know why, because we've all had that particular kind of feeling, but this one got me thinking. And I put a new one on the line. It's called Midnight Every Morning. Sometimes it seems we aren't allowed to care anymore, doesn't it? But we do. We always do. Midnight every morning. Taking back don't work. No way in hell. How do you take back looks, shares, just feeling right? Thoughts, those mind dreams that just happen all on their own. My, no. Power now. A favorite song, flavor, movie, place, time of day, scent. The feel of everything changed. It's all changed. How do you forget knowing where you want to be? How you want to feel? Wanting tomorrow, finally. Dealing, yeah, with missing, the hurting, the anger, the silence. When it's so loud your heart doesn't beat, just thuds behind your eyes,
over and over and over again, and the pressure builds and builds till the hurt is alive and so filling. You're choking and crying, crying inside. Well, you don't let anyone see or in. Yeah, I guess I'm still missing you. Is one real part of being me? That came about from Taylor's words. I thought I'd share them with you guys.
Wow.
Chris, Taylor, both of you, fabulous work.
Yeah, beautiful work.
And people say, you know, well, the world doesn't stop, but if you ask any woman to tell you about the first love she ever had, and I mean any woman, because I've asked a good many.
Yeah.
And they tell you, they tell you in no uncertain terms how the world stopped. Mm-hmm. So
that's a very
don't take it like.
Yeah. Wow.
You want one last short one?
Sure.
It's called Rain.
All right.
I had a friend of me that dropped me a short line just to let me know that they were still around. And I looked outside and rain. I heard the tones of your heartbeats echoing behind my eyes as my fingertips found your cheek. I remember rain. That kind of day.
Wow. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Is it raining where you're at right now?
Always got some sort of rain going in behind my eyes. You know how it is.
Yeah, actually I do.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for calling our show, Chris.
Always.
Hey, great show, great time. Love sharing with you all. Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too. Wow.
Wow. So, Chris brought up a subject. I'm going to ask you guys, no names. We're not going to mention names here. Do you remember your first love?
Oh, yeah.
When?
Well, I mean, that's the question, right? Because your definition of what love is expands and changes. But I'd say 16.
16?
15, 16.
All right.
Mm.
How about you?
12.
Yeah,
12.
Things start.
But like you say, it expands and changes.
Yeah, like
so.
I was in love when I was 12 as well. But what I perceive to be love now was really showing up more when I was 15, 16.
Oh, then mine would have been after that, so it probably would have been around 1920.
Oh, okay.
I was a late bloomer for that.
Mine was six.
Six?
I still love her today.
Really?
To be honest. She's married. She's got kids. And she has no clue. And I've loved her basically my whole life.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Never told her. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
My wife knows. My wife. You know, she understands about my poetic soul. And
right.
How I have many loves. But. And I'm never going to trade in my love for my wife.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, because you make that, when you decide that you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, you make that commitment, and that's got to be a really special person.
No, it's day to day. We got to keep her guessing. That way she's...
Oh, that's what it is.
Not just
that's what. That's what it's like, you telling your wife where we're going tonight? Going tonight, J-Tot?
No, you got to keep her guessing.
Exactly.
It's the mystery that keeps everything alive.
Exactly.
No, it's not even remotely what you say.
It's totally why I don't signal when I... turn too.
I've noticed that. I've
element of surprise.
Like, hey.
That's generally why I start screaming and caterwauling like a young girl in the car. You're sitting there driving, everything's great. I'm in the back.
All right, enough of the craziness. Do we have a submission, by the way?
Yes.
Let's get out of this thing.
Okay, all right. All right, so this is from Valarmors, a great friend of the show.
Nice.
It's called Ghostly Glimmer from the Word Gardens of Valarmor. As the shadows of yesterday fade into the darkness, our today boldly leaps into our consciousness. Each today is a treasure and a curse unto itself, dependent on interpretation and willingness to adapt. Tomorrow is a ghostly glimmer of all our hope and dread. Without a new world tomorrow, without a new tomorrow, we wake up to find that we are newly dead. Enjoy the things we truly love instead of living in our heart. That's it.
Oh.
It's a very strong piece.
Wow, that is very strong.
That's the ghostly glimmer from the Word Gardens of Valarmor. And Valarmor, I have to apologize to you for inserting a word there. I'm not exactly sure where that came from.
Never mind. No, you're good.
All right.
It came from my consciousness. There it was my, yes. Today boldly leapt into my consciousness, and that word boldly leapt into that phrase.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to share one, but I want to give a little history on this one. I'm doing the 30 poems in 30 days. Actually, I'm doing 60 poems in 60 days as per our challenge.
Hell yes! And you're going strong.
I'm going strong. I've written straight through 25 so far, plus I've got like 9 in my online road notebook for those that are keeping score at home, so I'm a little bit ahead.
This is good.
But while I was downstairs trying to figure out what to write about on the 21st, I think it was the 21st, yes, someone posted this college piece that this guy had done on film where he would act like he was bullying somebody just to see what the crowd around him would do, if people would stand up for them and whatnot. And remarkably, a lot of people remained silent and right. Not did anything to help this kid that was being bullied, or this, you know, young college student. So I wrote this as my, I guess, inspiration due to that video. This is entitled Make a Stand, and it's in the Villanelle form. Only you can make a difference. Stand for what you believe is true. Always offer up assistance. Bullying stopped by resistance, by the people like me and you. Only you can make a difference. Time has come for interference. There is no need to know kung fu. Always offer up assistance. Better someone's mere existence. Let indignation fill you through. Only you can make a difference. Stand up to their belligerence. All the hate speech that they spew, always offer up assistance. We need to show our persistence until the bullies get a clue. Only you can make a difference. Always offer up assistance.
I read that earlier this week.
Good. You like that?
I really liked it. I think it's a really worthwhile message, too.
It is.
Yes. And actually, do you mind if I say something really, really quickly? Because I know we have one last segment. I've been noticing something. Okay, so I'm involved a lot in the social media side of, you know, Facebook and all that stuff. And I've been noticing something really weird happening.
Okay.
And a lot of articles I've been noticing coming out that are incredibly misogynistic and really weird. I mean, really strange. Like we're stepping back into this. It's basically a victim mentality of guys sitting there writing about how girls put them in the friend zone and they're complaining. But the fact is I've been seeing a lot of these articles popping up, a lot of them, and it's really disturbing to me.
Yeah.
But then in the midst of that, I saw a really cool ad for the Girl Scouts of America.
Okay. The Cleopatra one?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it's got a young girl doing a kick over her head.
Okay.
And it says, Cleopatra ruled Egypt at 18 years old. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I think that is more of the message that needs to be going out there, because honestly, in all, you know, We crack jokes and stuff all the time, but honestly, really, as someone, I prize my female friends in this world very, very highly, and I prize my mother and all the women in my family. And it's so strange to me to see this misogynistic stuff being unanswered. And when I ask them about it, they say, it's no more than normal.
What?
That is absolutely ridiculous. So yes. if you're listening and if this has any effect at all, just remember, we're humans first, people, and that this is we need to empower and uplift each other and make ourselves better, not tear each other down because we're feeling like a victim.
Exactly.
Very true.
That's what life is about, building each other up, making each other the better person.
I think so. Absolutely.
Accentuating each other.
It's also about mastery.
Mastery.
And spending time really developing and honing a craft and sometimes you go to absurd lengths. For instance, one of the members of our crew has lived 84 lifetimes. Might not even know this. Yes, he got so bored being an immortal that swordplay isn't even a big deal to him anymore. Wow. He's just so good at it, he abandoned it about 73 lifetimes ago. He spent the rest of his time working on top of a mountain on his haiku prowess. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our very own
haiku master.
Now, wait for the drop.
He dropped his quill.
You know, you gotta stop using that excuse.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one.
Sometimes there's two.
Sometimes.
They're always after, you know, our haiku master.
I just had an idea. We should do a photo shoot dressed like the Fruit of the Loom character.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
I am not being
what,
the apple again, guys.
What, our matching baseball
shirts
didn't work?
There's no one listening to the rest of this show anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, actually, they probably all run away.
Wow. Let's hope not.
Let's hope not, because actually, these are pretty cool. So, once a week, the haiku master writes haikus.
Yep.
And they're around a central subject, but we don't directly say what the subject is. So if you think you know what it is, go to our Facebook page, World Poetry Open Mic. You can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, fill in the contact form there. See if you can figure it out.
And if all else fails and you don't know where to post it, go ahead and go out to naturebox.com and post it there.
There's nowhere to post it.
There's nowhere to post it. Okay,
why are these guys sending us strange words? Which coincidentally is exactly the way I got them to sponsor us.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you very
great.
Much.
Well done.
Why do you keep sending me Eskimo 72 times in a row? All right, here we go. So the first haiku, the elastic thin, a rope that is drawn too tight, relief in a snap.
All right.
Number two. The cooker is locked. Heat applied like a furnace. A cold water bath.
All right.
Okay. Number three. Incomplete workload. Pulled multiple directions. Frustration within. It's deep. It's something to think about.
And it's a subject only approached by...
the Haiku Master!
He's a haiku master.
Ha! That's an incredibly impressive haiku you just wrote there.
Hi-ya!
And that's the haiku master segment of this. Wow.
We haven't done that in a while.
We
did it last week. But
that is still over the top, that theme music. I cannot get over it.
I think, you know, it was one of those things where I think that thing actually took me 10 minutes to do. I thought, I need to do this. By the time it was over, myself and my brother, who was there with me, were laughing so hard. This is the most ridiculous theme song I have ever heard in my life.
I'm sorry. I love it. It is awesome.
I'm glad that you do.
I need to get that as an alert on my tablet. Every time he texts me, I can have it go out. All right. So, my coffee cup is empty. I'm out of poetry for the evening. I want to thank you all for tuning in. For Michael Amade, the Half Squatch, and I'm Jay Todd Underhill, thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. Share your poetry. We are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Did you stop squatching all over the place?
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. have they got you too? Oh no. With every step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that you've pulled before. Here it comes again. Has it sponsored you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Mind if won't you save us from these little things? One of my feelings took a ride today into a black box and it came out gray. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Oh no.